debate in the Dáil this week on the rural development in Ireland and the context and what was happening. And the government focuses entirely on grants that they dish out under the rural development, DLDC and stuff like that. And I think that totally misses the point. Basically, what's happening in rural Ireland is dying, and we all know that. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that our towns and villages are dying out. And what the government should be doing, I think, is opening up the towns and villages to get people back living into them again. And if we can get people living into them, we can have some hope of maintaining services in those towns and villages as well. If you look at the closure of rural post offices, the closure of guard stations, the closure of rural banks, it's all happened because towns and villages are being decimated right across the county and indeed the country. And I think the government could be actually doing a lot more to try and get our towns and villages to survive. The way they would do that would be that they would actually, the government should actually be going in and buying land in towns and villages and making that land available to people from the area so that they can build and live in those rural settlements. Because the reason why people insist on building out in the countryside is because they can get land and they can afford the land. And that is, I think, the crux of the problem.
And of course, it doesn't help the problem that these rural services like the post office, like the Garda stations, continue to be taken away from small towns and villages.
Yeah, I mean, it's a government policy. On the one hand, they talk about rural development and how they're encouraging rural development. And on the other hand, they're withdrawing services left, right and centre. We see GPs going, we see post offices going, and the post offices have been very visible effect of what government policy has been. And you know, if you look at it in any context, in rural development context and climate change, the government, the post office would be access from the government and officialdom in every community that we have in Ireland, and they could actually be developing that rather than closing it down and withdrawing it.